Hi, gorgeous. Before we dive in, a very exciting reminder, or perhaps brand new news to you, that Unfuckwithable, my book, best-selling book, I should say, is now available for purchase. If you haven't yet got your hands on a copy, head to the link here in the show notes or the link in my bio on Instagram, or simply type in Unfuckwithable by Haley Buller Cook on Amazon to get your hands on this copy of my book. It will change your fucking life. And I'm so excited. Now, enjoy the show. Hello, my beautiful loves. It's so good to be here. It's Haley, and this is Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. It is literally 3:33 as I hit record, and so many portals feel open right now. So wherever you are listening from, I want you to just soften and open and expand in your own authentic way to the magic and the medicine of what will be coming through for you today. It is a vibe to be recording. I'm on the road right now. As per usual, I only record podcasts from the bathtub, the hot tub, or the car. It's what I do. And today I'm on the road. I am driving home from Kingston. Oh my goodness, had the most beautiful weekend in Kingston with a client who has become such an amazing friend and person in my life. And we just had the most beautiful weekend doing all the aligned, intuitive, beautiful, joyful things. From Kingston, the waterfront, to the cafes, to the restaurants, to breweries, to Wolf Island, taking a ferry out and just being on the water. And I had my puppy, who's almost not a puppy anymore, Cash, with me the whole time. And we were just so spoiled and so supported. And it was just so fun. It was beautiful. And driving home feeling all the overflow from that. And yeah, just the beauty of my life, that the life's work that I facilitate and the clients that come into my world being of such a high caliber and such a high level that they just naturally, effortlessly become friends is pretty beautiful. So celebrating that. But the reason we are here connecting is this is a really interesting ping and nudge that I had to come on and chat with you guys, kind of updates, vibes, energetic updates, where things are at for me in my life, in my world, and wisdom and insights and nuggets of transformation for you as a high-level individual listening on your own beautiful journey, on your own path to begin to recognize where you can shift and change. And the timing couldn't be more aligned with A, just popping on at 3:33 p.m. Eastern to record, and B, it being a new moon tomorrow. We are, as I'm recording, so this will be releasing on the full, or on the new moon, sorry. We're in new moon season right now, new moon in Cancer. We're finishing out Cancer season. Leo season is around the corner. There's transformation here for us. There's fluidity and energy here for us. There's change here for us. So I want you to just take a few deep breaths and just tap in to what that transformation is for you right now. What is a change that you are present to right now as we change into a new moon cycle? A new 28-day cycle of magic, of opportunity, of infinite potentiality. As we shift into this new moon, what is true for you right now? What's your vibe right now? What's your theme? Intentions, desires. Take a few breaths and just be with yourself right now. Take your time. Breathe in, breathe out. I'm going to offer a little space here for you to do that and just notice what is alive in you, what theme is present in your life right now. breathe that in. Big inhale. And exhale. If you feel you need more time to reflect, you can pause this and do that now, or you can listen through to the rest here. You'll continue to be facilitated throughout this show, and maybe journal on it, maybe write about it, maybe meditate on it some more and talk about it, feel into it, maybe come into my world and send me a DM and tell me about it. Maybe come into a higher level way of one-on-one work or work within my high level group. And let's expand on it. So when you're aware of the moon cycle and you're aware of new beginnings and you're aware of change and transformation and shifting and opening and receiving and producing and manifesting and momentum and doing and receiving and creating and regenerating and just the flow of life, the cyclical nature of life, of giving and receiving, of creating and basking. When you're in practice, a devotion, a day-to-day ritual of just being present to what life is asking of you and what you are asking of life, right? What the world is giving you and what you are giving the world, when you are in a flow, in a cycle, in synergy with life, you live a life of magic and miracles. And it's as simple as making the decision and attuning to the frequency of a life of miracles, a life of magic, a life of beauty, a life of success, a life of fulfillment and joy. And it's as simple as deciding that from this point forward, you will choose a life of fulfillment. You will choose a life of satisfaction and peace and delight and success and fun and beauty, 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 beauty. That is my vibe as a Taurus right now. So when you decide that, and then you choose to attune to the frequency of that, you're naturally, effortlessly, because of law, because of the laws of energy, because of the laws of resonance, you will see it and feel it, and it will become your lived reality in your life. So I want, as you're listening to this podcast, as you're receiving the transmission that will be coming very soon in this podcast, and as you're listening to me reflect on my own vibes right now, I want you to start to allow new programming and wiring and firing to open through your brain, through your body, through your consciousness, through your life. I want you to start to see the pathways and the infinite potentialities that are available to you for you to live a life by your own design, to be the designer of your life, to have what you desire, and to also leave so much room for magic that you are just in a dance with the creator and receiving every step of the way. Surprises, miracles, all the expected success that you desire, and all of the unexpected magic that is in coherence with your alignment and you living in that alignment. So this is how we live. This is how I live. This is how my clients live. This is how those in my world live. This is how those inside the vortex live. This is how those who are listening to the podcast live. This is how those who are reading my book live. You're always choosing and always aligning. When you misalign, you recalibrate and you step back into your lane. It is this ongoing devotion to your path, your purpose, your life by design. So speaking of my book, oh my goodness, I have not recorded a podcast of my own since releasing the book. So on June 24th, my book, Unfuckwithable, was birthed into the world. It has been the most abundant and successful and really peaceful and joyful, natural experience. Having my book in the world, having it available to you, having my life's work curated and condensed into a physical manifestation that is a book. it feels so, 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 so rich and powerful to have my book in a physical manifestation, my work in a physical manifestation, to have a hardcover or soft cover, whatever you choose to purchase or have purchased, to have my work written out and done in such a way, I've curated and written the book in such a way that it is like a facilitation. You will be guided and led chapter to chapter, all 11 chapters. The themes, the abundance of knowledge and trainings and information, and the opportunity for deep, rich encoding and integration in your own grid work as a human and energy being to actually upgrade energetically and physically in your life by reading the chapters and then doing the homework at the end of each chapters. The integrations are so powerful. So to have my book in the world and to have launched it at the most electric, high vibrational, joyful, fucking just vibey launch event on June 24th, and to have the most beautiful human beings there celebrating in the most beautiful venue. Oh, it was so good. It was so fucking good. I could relive that day over and over again. It's what I would imagine like a wedding of your own to be like, you know. I'm not married yet, and if I were to have a wedding for myself, I think it would feel like how my book launch event felt like. Just so many amazing people there celebrating. Electric energy, love, joy, power, confidence. Oh, just true vibes all day long. Champagne, hors d'oeuvres, everything. Everything beautiful in the most elevated way. So the celebration was fucking fantastic. And then following up that celebration later that evening, the doors sort of, if you will, opened for everyone to get their hands on a copy of my book. And my book is for sale on Amazon online. And there are hardcovers now at various bookstores and way more bookstores to come. And it's just this really cool feeling. And it feels really natural and it feels really normal, because when you manifest something, it's just how you live. It just feels natural. By the time it actualizes into your physical material reality, it's a very natural thing. So it feels really peaceful. It feels really good. It feels really beautiful. And the rave reviews of those of you, the hundreds of you, I should say, who have already got your copy within the last couple weeks of it being available, have been raving and just amplifying the joy, the excitement, the transformation, and just allowing the energy and the electric upgrade of launching the book to live on into these next incredible weeks, months, seasons, and this life. My book now is a legacy that will live on forever and beyond, and imprint and impact the world in such profound ways. And I am so, 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 so immensely grateful to have it out there. I'm so grateful for everyone who's already bought their copy and sending me the rave reviews. And if you can, oh my gosh, please leave a review on Amazon. That would be fucking fantabulous. I know it's probably pretty new. Most of you aren't finished the book yet, but many of you have started. Many people will say just after one page, literally in, they're like, holy fuck, this book is powerful. After a few chapters, then they're like, oh my God, my life is already changing and I can see it and I see the validation and the evidence. Thank you. It has been so beautiful hearing everyone's reviews, and it would be so beautiful to read those reviews on Amazon or in written form, sending them to me, posting it on Amazon, sharing it about. Yeah, I just really appreciate it. My book, Getting Into the World, is elevating and ascending the collective consciousness and the physical reality and the actual grid work on the planet. So share it far and wide. And thank you. If you haven't bought it yet, I'll link it here in the show notes. It's also, if you just type in my name or the book Unfuckwithable into Amazon, make sure it's my book, Unfuckwithable, Haley Bowler Cook. You'll find it, or at the link in my bio on Instagram, or just send me a message and I'll send you the link to it. So get your paws on it. It's going to change your life completely. And yeah, it's a whole vibe. It's actually been interesting too, having my one-on-one clients respond and just tell me how fucking aligned the book is with my work and our work, and how also unique it is in the sense that when they're being facilitated by me one-on-one, we're going into different things, right? We're doing very individuated processes. But when they're reading the book, they're having new codes unlock and lock in that are unique and different from our work in one-on-one, just in the way that the book is written and the way that the homework is curated and the way that you're facilitated in the book to really go into your own internal compass and into your own consciousness, and just light bulbs popping off. So it's been so cool. People who are new to my world, people who have been in my world for a long time, high level clients, those in my groups, like just the vibes of everyone reading it. It's been beautiful. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It feels like kind of surreal, but also like the most normal, natural thing ever to have my book out and for it to become best-selling on two best-selling lists within the first 24 hours was super fun in energy healing and self-help. And for it to just continue to have a life of its own. It's like the book is a free bird now and going to change the world. So read the book, get your hands on it, fully do the work, actually read the book, actually do the homework so that your life can transform, because you're here for beautiful things. You're here to have it all, and you get to. So enjoy that electric upgrade and empowerment. So some more vibes of what's been going on is this huge shift, and it really started in the week leading up to my birthday this year. My birthday is May 20th. I'm a Taurus. I'm also a projector, self-projected 6-2 projector, but I'm a Taurus and my birthday is May 20th. And within the week leading up to my birthday, it's like something just shifted in me, something really profound, powerful, and extremely like direct shifted in me. And nothing was the same. And it was so interesting because it's like I didn't have to do anything or try or even attempt to facilitate or be facilitated in this transformation. It's like I just woke up different. And this is what happens when you do this work. This is what happens when you devote to this alignment. This is what happens when you tap into your human potential and, yeah, really allow yourself to obtain and align and vibrate in coherence with your highest personal excellence and your personal fulfillment, and you live your purpose and walk your path and do the work, like you just wake up different, you know? And that just happens to me all the time, but a really impactful and profound instance of it was in the week leading up to my birthday, the week of May 20th, I just woke up in a very different embodied consciousness. And there was a really, really obvious shift, not only for me, but for those in my life who see me, feel me, understand me, know me, they also picked up on it. And it was this very interesting shift into even deeper feminine embodiment. So I am extremely harmonized in my masculine and feminine. It's something that I intentionally create as a reality. And it's something that has been monumental and very instrumental in my success holistically in this life, in relationships, in health, in wealth, in impact, in career, in just the influence that I have in the world, in my fitness, in my well-being, in my personal development, my sense of self, my confidence, all of it. This harmony between my masculine and feminine has been really powerful. But to achieve the success I've achieved, to accomplish the things I've accomplished, to write, publish, edit, get out a book, to facilitate top tier, high level clients who are changing the world in their own unique, individuated ways and really holding a lot of power, to have the life and lifestyle that I have, there was a lot of masculine energy, very aligned masculine energy, nothing toxic, nothing extractive, nothing, nothing in urgency or in control. However, I have certainly been there in my life in that misaligned masculine of control and urgency, but it wasn't even that. It was just this very harmonized masculine energy that I did spend a lot of my late 20s in. I'm 29 as we speak. Just started my Saturn return. Yeehaw, let's fucking go. But yeah, I spent a lot of my mid to late 20s in this masculine energy, very harmonized. Again, I can totally be in my feminine, and I spent a lot of time in my feminine because it feels good, but certainly was more predominantly in my masculine in this mid to late 20s section of my life and that chapter and journey. And oh, did I achieve and accomplish beautiful things? And did I build such powerful self-confidence and self-leadership and self-trust? Yes. But in the week leading up to my birthday, it's like I woke up different. I woke up and was calibrated very, very powerfully into one of the most beautiful embodiments of my personal feminine energy that I've ever experienced. And since then, it's been this new frequency of higher level embodied feminine, feminine energy, feminine embodiment, feminine ritual, feminine living. And it's been extremely abundant and juicy and receptive to be in my relationships, in my body, in my success, in my pleasure, in my money, in my influence, in my journey of leadership and facilitating clients, in my daily devotion and facilitation inside the Vortex, which is my group, and in the process of completing and birthing and receiving and basking in the fruits of my labor with my book, Unfuckwithable. So the vibe has been extremely feminine and a very high level elevated feminine energy of synergy, mind-body synergy, of high frequency vibration and coherence and resonance with miracles and magic, like a really magical life of like, of course this is happening. Oh, hello, of course. Like just synchronicities and moments that just take your breath away, but they also just feel so expected and natural because you're in that vibration. The feelings of fluidity and flow and the embodiment and alignment of fluidity and flow in the way that I operate in my life's work, in the way that I facilitate, lead, and serve, in the way that I operate in my relationships, in the way that I operate in union, in the way that I am intimate, in the way that I give and receive in this life, and in the way that I relate to my body and my energy and my spirituality. It's been so fucking beautiful. It's my word. It's like, it's just been beautiful. And the flow is so incredible. The fluidity, the flow, the circular nature, the naturalization of miracles, and the fluidity, the circular fluidity of being in this vibration that I'm on. It's fabulous. And I share this not to encourage you to be in your feminine energy if you're being called into your masculine right now, but I share it to empower you that whatever season or journey you're in right now, honor it, fully fucking be in it. You know, when you're in your masculine, be in it. When you're in your feminine, be in it. When you need to harmonize, harmonize, but be aware of what your body is yearning for, what your soul is asking for, and what is actually in congruence with your alignment. So that's the vibe. So even just the travel and the cottaging and the beaching and the romanticizing of life and the wining and dining and the resting and the working and the aligning and this leadership and everything that I've been doing this summer, it's been so vibey and flowy and feminine. So I'm really grateful for that. And another interesting, well, actually, let me just kind of put a little bow on that. Let's close our eyes and just be with this. Let's close our eyes and be with the journey that we're on. Let's be in our body, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, and just be with the theme, the vibe, the energy that you are meant to be in, that is in congruence with your personal alignment at this season of your life. Whether it's flow, momentum building, action, resting, fluidity, naturalization, receptivity, whatever, success, birthing, and yielding, whatever the vibe is, just honor it. Say it out loud. Write it down. Say it to yourself and devote to fully embodying it. For this chapter, whether this next chapter is a day, an hour, a week, a month, this next lunar cycle, this next new moon cycle, which again, we are in a new moon right now. If you're listening to this at the time of its release, the new moon in Cancer, be with the vibe you are on. Oh my gosh, I see a 777 as full confirmation. So that's the vibe. The bow is on that. And we are devoted to living in our vibe. So the other thing I want to mention that is so present right now is change. The word change, the feeling of change, the surrender to change, the like undeniable experience of change that is happening in my life right now and in the people surrounding me's lives right now is fucking fantastic and cool. And of course, I'm experiencing this crazy amount of change at a time when I'm so surrendered in my feminine that the change feels rich and exciting versus scary and overwhelming, you know? So change is the vibe. There's the theme that's so prevalent in my clients' lives. The clients that I work closely with inside the Vortex, which is my extremely high level group program. The clients that work in my one-on-one containers, which is extremely potent and individualized direct facilitation for one-on-one clients in their lives. The theme that is happening in my partner's life, Mitch's life. The theme that's happening in my parents' lives, my mom and dad. The theme that's happening in my sister's life right now. The theme that's happening in my friends' lives right now is change. It is so exciting and rich and transformative and alive that it's so fucking undeniable. So change is this vibe that we're on. And my life is personally changing in the sense of being in a very different state in my reality of my life's work, in my vibration, in my physical third dimensional reality, in my material world, in my dimension of openness, in my love, in my intimacy, in my pleasure, in my body, in my financial reality, in my living reality, in my environments. Like, it's just insane. And without going into all the details, I can just say that change, when you surrender to it and you open to it and you say yes to it, it fucking rewards you every time. And I'm in full rewarding. I'm in full abundance. I'm in full flow and receptivity and just the excited energy of like, what now? What next? Yeah, surrender. Like, let's go. Show me life. Show me God. Show me universe. I surrender to you. I devote to you. And I'm open and receptive and ready. So again, connect now. Maybe through your breath, through your body. Maybe you want to move your hips and kind of create change in the body, change your posture, whatever you need to do to breathe in change and feel change, surrender to change, and allow the change to be the change that is here to propel you and catalyze you into your next evolution, into your next desires, even desires you didn't even know you want, which are the best fucking ones ever. The desires that you weren't even properly setting intentions toward, but you just surrender to the magic of life. Open up to the change, my love. Open up to the change. Now, we're shifting gears in this podcast episode because I want to give you a juicy insight again. And my last podcast episode was similar in the sense that it was a sneaky look inside what it's like inside the vortex, which is my trans fucking formative, high level, insanely impactful, result yielding, juicy, fucking high vibrational, healing, manifesting, just beautiful group container. My only group container, the Vortex. And this is my Monday to Friday facilitated group. And within this group, every single day, Monday to Friday, I am in there for 20 minutes to an hour facilitating those inside. And the way that it is recorded, even though I live record it, the recordings live in there. So people catch up and get on the vibe when they need to, when they're ready, when it feels right for them. So this Vortex group is everything. And I wanted to pop into the podcast here another clip from one of the hundreds of recordings that are inside the Vortex and give you a little taste of some transmission vibes on what to receive and for you to fully receive it. Whether or not you join us in the Vortex, which I hope you do if you're listening to this, this is the sign you've been asking for. This is the invitation you've been desiring. This is the moment to decide, the moment to respond and say yes. If you know you're meant to step into the deepest level of your alignment in my group. And the beautiful thing about this group as well, you guys, the Vortex, is there are two opportunities a week as well for individualized coaching and channeling. So you get that one-on-one experience of having me meditate and channel on you and speak it to you, coach you, hold you, and facilitate you in a one-on-one capacity every single week on our Q&A and direct channeling days and on declaration days. So it's a whole fucking vibe. I mean, I'm obsessed. If you have any questions about it, send me a message. There's details. I'll put out the link in the show notes as well. And you can really tap into your highest fucking level as you listen to this transmission. And from that space, make an aligned decision if you're meant to be with us in the Vortex. And I hope it's a yes. And I hope you are. And I will see you there. The sign up link and the details will be here. It's $422 Canadian a month. It is an extremely affordable price point for the, oh yes, Cash. Cash is in the car with me. For the high level of facilitation that you will receive. I've had so many people say they cannot believe the price is what it is. They cannot believe the level of touch and facilitation and community and transformation and the level of in-depth, one-on-one, like, frequency that they get and facilitation they get and direct channeling and coaching that they get in this space. It's one of a kind. So I'm going to pop in a little transmission, a clip from one of my recordings that I do every single day, always different, always live, always in the moment, inside the Vortex. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you receive it. And I hope you trust the pull and the knowing if you are meant to be inside the Vortex. We're in it. We are in a new moon cycle now. So a whole new journey, July, August, September, and beyond. If this is the new moon power move that you're meant to make, say yes, trust it,
sign up at the link here in the show notes or at the link in my bio on Instagram. If you have any questions, send me a DM. It is for the person who is meant to be led in this way, in the group space, but in a very high level way with that individuation as well. So check it out and enjoy. And of course, as always, if you know you are meant to be a one-on-one client, which is in a league of its own, different reality. If you know you're meant to be a one-on-one client, please honor that, trust that, and send me a message. Let's talk. Let's make sure it's fully aligned and the fit is aligned, and let's get started. I love you guys. Enjoy this transmission, and thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And a little interrupt reminder, if you have not yet purchased your copy of Unfuckwithable, to do so now at the link in the show notes, the link in my bio on Instagram, or by simply searching Unfuckwithable by Haley Bowler Cook into Amazon. So excited for you, gorgeous human being, to get your paws on this book and to start being facilitated and receiving the upgrades from this book. Love you. Hello and happy Thursday afternoon. I'm recording this transmission horizontally from bed. Got my selenite wands surrounded in clear energy. And there's a few things that are channeling through to speak out. And then the guides have encouraged me to bring you a meditative transmission today. So the first thing that wants to come out is that this is a really monumental time. And although everyone else might be rushing around and rushing through life, you're not everyone else. And you're being asked to raise the standard for yourself. So everyone might be rushing, but you're not. Let them rush. And you slow down. You tune in source, go in. Close your eyes and notice how important this moment is. How important your life is. While everyone's rushing around to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, you're tuning in to your body, to your energy, to what you need. You're insourcing. You're being the source, being the light, being the compass, being the conduit, being the channel. So the guides want you to know that this moment right now is a monumental moment for you in your life, where it might feel like nothing's really happening right now. Or you've maybe taken a bit of a break from what you've been doing. And maybe you're focusing more on other areas of your life. But your true vision, your true desires, your true soul knowing is all alive right now. It's all happening right now. There's perhaps a bit of space between what you want and how you're being. But the guides want to affirm and validate to you that this space is nourishing. And even though it doesn't look like it's happening. And you're being supported and held up in a more powerful way than ever before. You're actually able to surrender. You're actually able to lean back a little bit more and trust that it's all still happening. It's all still moving. Momentum is still building and momentum is cashing in. So when you tune into the body, into the energy system, into the soul, you can feel and you can see. You can sense and you can know that it's all adding up. So do that now. Get still, get ultra still. even if you didn't do anything today, consciously in alignment with your dreams, your vision, your goals. Maybe today just felt like a completely derailing day. Maybe this whole week did. When you tune in to the dimension of openness through the insourced awareness of yourself as connected to all that is, you can tune into the truth that it's all happening now, that it's all adding up, that it's happening for you, with or without your conscious awareness, with or without your action. Everything you've done up until this point has been enough. It's been enough. It's been enough. It's been enough. By no means does this mean that you won't be taking action and aligning consciously moving forward. But what it does mean is that you're entering a higher level of co-creation and co-creative consciousness. The guides are confirming that you've entered this next realm, a higher coherence of co-creation, in which you are actively receiving, actively attuning, actively tapped in to the collective consciousness that is supporting your vision. So the intentions you set months ago, the action you took weeks ago, the embodiment you embodied up until now has all added up. And as we enter a new moon season starting tomorrow with a new moon in Taurus, we have a clean, clear pathway and open landing strips. We have new clarity and refinement. We have a new sense of ease and trust, knowing that even if we're not consciously, actively doing, we are always tapped into the flow of the unfolding. So the guides want to make this even more clear for you. So they're going to give us some examples. So let's say an example, you set an intention a month ago about manifesting the right opportunity for your career, and you took the associated action that you needed to take with that. You put yourself out there, you made the moves, you marketed yourself, you showed up, you had the conversations, you were with the network, you did the things. You stayed in the vibration and the alignment for many weeks of, I'm this powerful, successful opportunist and opportunities land for me. You consciously identified with that, aligned to it, embodied it, and you took the action you needed and you set the intention and you tapped into that. Here we are a few weeks later, maybe the last couple days you've been kind of detached from it. You haven't really thought about the intention you set. You haven't really thought about the opportunities that you desire that are natural for you. You're just kind of untethered from it all. You let it go. What the guides want you to know, though, is that it's all still happening. Even if you spent the last couple days completely detached from it, untethered from it, doing something so different. Even if it's like you almost forgot about the intention you set, the guides want you to know it's happening. It's unfolding. It's actualizing. It's aligning. It's happening now. And of course, your awareness of the dimension of openness and your awareness of the fact that it's all unfolding is a missing nutrient that really catalyzes it and speeds it up and helps you drop it into your reality. But on a higher coherence and an even higher level, the guides are saying, with or without your focus on it, it's happening for you. You've all upgraded into a higher level in a new earth where there's this ease and inevitability of your desires and your focus and devotion is necessary and your alignment is necessary. But once that's done, integrated, integral in who you are, it just becomes an autopilot, a byproduct of who you be. Your desires dropping in just become natural, a true byproduct. You're not even thinking of it. It's just like, oh yeah, that happened and I manifested that. Oh yeah, I asked for that and I received it. Oh yeah, I forgot that I even set that intention. Oh my God, I forgot I even wrote that in my journal. There's this beautiful sense of surrendered, untethered detachment that is so magnetic. But beyond magnetism, it's just natural. This is how I've been living. This is what the guides are telling me that you are all ready to step into. Doesn't mean your devotion and alignment and action isn't required. You'll know when you're meant to make your move. You'll know when you're meant to focus in. But you've entered a realm now. Your brain is programmed now. Your body is conditioned now to just effortlessly naturalize desires. Naturalize wants and needs, miracles, magic. Everything you expect to receive and everything that's unexpected that is good and aligned for you will just come. So although everyone's rushing around and trying so hard, you're not. Let them rush and let yourself rest. Let yourself tap in to the collective energy, the quantum realm, the dimension of openness, all that is. Tap into it and see that it's all happening for you. See how supported you are. See that even without you making a move, moves are being made for you. Without you setting an intention, intentions are being made for you. Without you consciously focusing and focusing on what it is you want, you're being responded to with those desires. It's like you can't even turn it off. You can't even turn it off. And it just keeps getting better. And again, you'll know when it's your time to make a move. You'll know when it's your time to dial it up and dial it in and focus and devote in more of a conscious way. But what the guides want you to know is that you've entered a higher realm of receiving. Naturalization of your desires, byproducts of you being you. You'll naturally do the things that are good for you. You'll naturally align. You'll naturally succeed. You'll naturally take care of yourself. It's just natural. So while everyone is trying and seeking and chasing, you're effortlessly co-creating, attracting and receiving. So take this invitation to tune in to the collective, the energy surrounding you, the consciousness of God, the consciousness of the universe, source, the creator, and connect to the support that you are given, that it's all happening for you now. It's all happening without any of your doing. The fruits of your labor are cashing in. Everything you have aligned to is actualizing. Your identity is vibrating in a realm, a paradigm, a reality, a new earth or naturally the byproducts of your life are your desires. You naturally live your vision. You know you're alive in it. And you know that it's all happening now. You see and feel the team supporting you. With or without your work, they're working for you. You are supported. And it's happening now. So breathe that in, big inhale. And exhale. It's happening for you, my love. I'm so proud of you guys. It's really special to know that you've all upgraded to this realm of effortlessness and naturalization of your desires. So let it in, let it happen. If you ever forget and lose touch, connect back to the dimension of openness. Put on your owl head that sees 360 degree and beyond awareness of all the support of everyone that's working for you, everything that's shifting for you, everything that's happening for you. Turn on that awareness, tune in. This is a monumental time right now. It's a big deal to be alive right now and to know that you're alive in it. And I know you know what I mean. So, happy Thursday, babes. Thank you, babes, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Getting a little sneaky taste of some of the vibes inside the vortex. Again, it's every day, Monday to Friday, that I am recording in that space. Going with trainings, teachings, riffs, channels, messages. There's individualized coaching and channeling. There's the Q&A days. There's declaration days. There's vibes, homework, information. It is Monday to Friday facilitation, and it's always different. Sometimes it's transmission style. Sometimes it's just a riff. It is literally different every single day, and so tapped in, so facilitated, so held. The space is everything. So join us if you are meant to be in this space. It will change everything for you. Send me a message. Let's get you locked in. Let's get you in it. If you also feel like it's just a full yes, you don't have any questions, you can go right to the link in the show notes or the link in my bio on Instagram and sign your gorgeous self up. And you'll hear from me right away to celebrate you and to get you added into the group and to get you receiving in this work. So have an incredible, incredible rest of your day. Enjoy this next new moon cycle and be powerful, be aligned, be your highest self, and enjoy basking in all of the rewards that will naturalize into your material reality. Love you.